Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along. So
thank the Lord for his wonderful and marvelous grace. Welcome everyone to services this morning, and let me make an announcement that I think has been passed on individually, but just in case, if you came in looking for the offering box this morning, it's missing. I've hidden it because we're going to pull it out a little later in the service today, because this is a day of celebration of giving. And so we're going to do some things a little differently today to make this just a little bit more of a celebration of God's blessing, the blessing of giving. And so at the right time in the service, we will have that offering box back out again. So just hold on to your money. Somebody was so eager to give it this morning, they couldn't wait. And I said, well, where are you going to spend it between now and the next 30 minutes? So you can just hold on to it for a little while longer. We're excited that folks are excited about giving. Let's thank the Lord for this wonderful day. Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We are blessed, and we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the season that we have just celebrated, which reminds us of your love in a very visible way when you left the splendor of heaven and came to the simplicity of that manger and that stable so many years ago. We thank you for your life, your love, your sacrifice, your death, and your resurrection, which gives us hope and reason for celebration, the forgiveness of sins and a new life and the promise of a home in heaven. Thank you, Father. We celebrate you today. Energize our hearts, our very beings, that we may lift up praise to the one who is worthy. And we ask this and give thanks in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He launched me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, caused the blind to see. And then I cried to Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, and of the angels singing, and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. These are the days of great trials, famine and darkness and sword, till we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. That trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. The days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. These are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
I know you're excited this morning, but we're going to sing this softly. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 A little louder now. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Sing it out. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At trumpet call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. A trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Got anything left for one more?
All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saints. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus. There will be justice, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be
church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yes. Lord, we believe. We believe you're coming.
Yes, we know. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we're thankful. We're thankful this morning. Help our unbelief. Believe that you're coming and be proactive in the lives of other people around us so that they can know that you're coming. Help us to be witnesses and lights that you've called us to be. Help us to be the salt of the earth. Lord, you've called us to be that. Help us to be. Help our unbelief and cause it to become faith in the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, bless us today. Bless us in this year 2019 that's coming. Cause us to be feet of the gospel, hands of the gospel, hearts of the gospel.
You may be seated. Well, let me just reiterate again that we're going to have a little bit of a special service today, special in the sense that maybe it's different. We're celebrating the blessing of giving, and there'll be an appropriate time and an appropriate way that we're going to do that together this morning. And as has been mentioned several times, today's offering will go toward our building fund. So that'll be a part of my message this morning. It's going to be interactive. We'll get to participate not only by giving, but by singing the words that David spoke. So I won't tell you too much. We're excited. But the thing I am reminded of is we kind of have this, I have this real vision of celebrating the blessing of giving. We never want to pass over that the greatest gift is Jesus to us, and that he's here to meet needs. And so we don't want anybody to miss opportunity of being blessed by the Lord. If you need prayer or there's anything that needs to happen this morning in your life, that Jesus is here to do that. And that's always first and foremost. Secondly, I want to thank everyone for a couple of things. All the kindnesses during the Christmas season, the gifts, and all the 40 different kinds of bread that we have experimented and tasted, and they're all good. Thank you so much. And then I know on behalf of Colleen and her family, your all support, your presence, your prayers, just your love at the passing of her mother. Her service was Friday. And with all the crazy weather that we'd been having when we got to the cemetery, the wind was calm, the sun came out, and we were able to have kind of a blessed committal service. So everything and all the people who were supportive, we thank you so much for that. Also, with all the holiday hectic schedules, this Wednesday night, first Wednesday in 2019, January 2nd, we'll be resuming our Bible study in Revelation, and it is chapter 8 that we're moving into. So you feel free to start off the new year if you can. If you haven't been a part of that, you're more than welcome to join in, and that's at 7 o'clock. We didn't put the time in there, but it is at 7 o'clock here at the church. I don't think anybody had a birthday, did they? And looks like...
No, my sister in California had a birthday yesterday.
Look behind you. That's always good. Usually, when I'm driving, she says, look in front of you. But anyway, remember Sue Ann Walker, who's moved to Louisville? We wish her a happy, happy birthday, even though she has moved and is no longer with us. Most everything that I want to share about the building and the offering, I'm going to incorporate that into the message this morning. I feel like I must be forgetting something, but I don't want to just belabor a bunch of stuff if there isn't anything newsworthy that I need to share. Are we up to date and ready for the new year? All right. Rock, since the children are staying with us today, we're going to do some more worshiping, and then I think the children can be involved in what we're going to do in giving and all of that. So if you will just bow with me one more time, we're going to pray for all the needs that are on our prayer chain, the ones that are in the bulletin. And I do understand, I think Lois, Rebecca is home. Okay. So we're rejoicing that that is going well with Rebecca's new baby, because she had been in the hospital and a little concerned there at that time. So will you bow with me? Father, we thank you for healings. We thank you for those who have progressed well through tests and surgeries. We pray for those who have upcoming tests and procedures. We ask, Father, that you give them good reports, that you guide doctors in their proceedings and in their diagnosis. We pray, Father, for those who just need a special touch from you, that you would touch their bodies and bring healing to their bodies. We pray for those who are facing difficult circumstances where important decisions have to be made. Father, guide them in their decision making and help them to make wise choices as they look to you. We pray, Father, that you would continue to lead us and guide us as your people into this new year, individually and as a church, that we would follow your leading and your guidance. Thank you, Father, for all your blessings to us, and we ask that you be with us this day as we give glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So you can stand again, and we're going to sing some very beautiful songs of praise to the Lord. Lift up your voices and join with us, please.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues upon. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming one. I was lost in utter darkness, till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin, when your love came and set me free. Now my soul can sing a new song, now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be alone. Come thou fount, come thou king, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your cry, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Great, your love was greater. could separate us now. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.